Welcome to Journeys with a Story. Today, we'll travel to the northeastern part of the Czech Republic.
Over the years, the region was divided over and over again, nation-wise, state-wise, and linguistically as well. Each unifying element was and still is a welcome contribution, helping them all to come together.
In the predominantly Catholic environment, one of such unifying influences has been the veneration of St. Hedvig, embraced by Bohemians, Moravians, Germans, Poles and Silesians already since her canonization in 1267.
From the age of five, Hedwig, or also Jadwiga, was brought up in a Benedictine monastery. And as things go, at the age of 12, she left the monastery and married Duke Henry I and bore him seven children.
After the seventh child, Hedwig and Henry agreed to abstain from marital duties. As a symbol of his devotion to Hedwig, Henry had grown a thick beard, thus becoming Henry I, the Bearded. Together they both supported the founding of abbeys and monasteries, for example, in Jindrzyków or in the Polish town of Trzebnice, and then lived happily ever after, till death did them part. And the second one, and the third one, and then the fourth, the fifth, the sixth.
Poor Hedwig saw many of her close ones die. Even her siblings and children often died a violent death. In 1241, when both her husband and her beloved son died in wars, and she was effectively left alone, she moved to Trzebice Abbey, which was led by her last surviving daughter.
In the abbey, Hedwig could fully focus on the celebration of God, liturgical life, and social and charitable activities. For example, she founded an orphanage. One of her attributes, being barefoot, represents her penitence as well as austerity and solidarity with the poor, whose life she sought to emulate. Her life filled with ardent piousness, gentleness and acts of kindness, despite all the strokes of fate she had to endure. She parted with life in 1243, while in the Trzebnice Abbey, where she was laid to rest as well.
She was very soon canonized in 1267 and is considered a patron saint of Poland, Silesia, Berlin, Bratislava, Trzebnice, Krakow, and later also the Diocese of Ostrava Opava. Her popularity is reflected in the many churches and other shrines devoted to her. One such place is Opava. The Evangelical St. Hedwig's Church was built between 1933 and 1938. However, it wasn't consecrated until 1993.
Its floor plan is based on the shape of a double cross. Another interesting fact is the declaration of reinforced steel frame, or the Cubist church tower. Its interior paintwork depicts German soldiers as well, as the church was also intended to serve as a memorial to the victims of World War I in the Germanized city of Opava.
The most significant historical sites in Opava include the Cathedral of the Assumption of Our Lady, regarded as the largest brick building in the Silesian Gothic style in the Czech Republic. Its 102-meter tower is the tallest in Silesia. Built on the foundations of an early 13th century Romanesque Teutonic Order shrine, it also bears witness to the later Gothic and Baroque styles.
Skulking nearby is one of the unique historic buildings in the city. It is the Evangelical Church of St. Elizabeth. Originally a Gothic church, it was later rebuilt in Baroque style by Teutonic knights.
Opava was greatly influenced by the 16th century Reformation. Between 1578 and 1603, there were only Lutheran church services, and by 1850, a mere 18 people were professing Catholicism.
During the Counter-Reformation period in the late 17th century, the Jesuits built the impressive St. Adalbert's Church in place of a small Gothic church. Its triumphalistic facade, featuring Jesuit saints facing down the open square, was supposed to be the symbol of the Catholic faith's renewed presence in the city. The The region remained largely Catholic during the Hussite Wars, often showing fierce opposition to the newly formed group. Later, however, the German Reformation by Martin Luther found its supporters, primarily in the Duchy of Cheshire and in the northern part of the region. In the beginning of the Thirty Years' War, Silesia was a strong supporter of the Estates' resistance, despite the re-Catholicization efforts of Adam Václav, the son of the Duke of Cheshire, who renounced the Lutheran faith in 1610.
The end of the Thirty Years' War and the Peace of Westphalia in 1648 saw Silesian evangelicals able to perform religious services in their homes. This privilege, however, was effectively removed again in 1654, when the so-called Religious Commission seized Lutheran churches and expelled their priests.
King Charles XII of Sweden then persuaded Emperor Joseph I to allow the construction of an evangelical church near Cheshire together with an evangelical school. The Jesus Church is the largest Lutheran church in East Central Europe.
There are several Lutheran churches in Silesia that are of particular interest and significance as well. One such church is the originally German Evangelical Church in Bohumín, a tolerance church in Navsi, or a classical church in Orlová. There have also been several Unity of the Brethren communities, the largest of those in Fulnek.
Originally a German town, it became partly Bohemian during the Hussite Wars. Since the late 15th century, it has belonged to the Lords of Jerotín, who supported the unity of the Brethren. Unsurprisingly, the unity in Fulnek is first mentioned as early as 1483.
Later, the unity also established their own school, where Jan Amos Komenský served as a teacher and pastor between 1618 and 1621. While here, he created some of his first works and met his first wife, Magdalena Wisowska. This period of happiness, however, lasted only 3 years. After the events of the White Mountain, Komenský left Fulnek, and the Brethren community in Fulnek dispersed. Their chapel was speedily reconsecrated to the Catholic St. Wenceslas Church by the Capuchin Bonaventura, who led the first re-Catholicisation mission in Fulnek.
The attempt didn't quite work, however. The church is last mentioned in 1629, and by mid-17th century, the building served as a granary and even as a riding hall. Today, it is a monument dedicated to Jan Amos Comenius.
The parish church of the Most Holy Trinity is a dominant landmark of the town, regarded as one of the most significant Baroque buildings in northeast Moravia. Its interior and chapel features well-preserved Baroque furniture in a unified style and wall paintings by Joseph Ignaz Sadler, thematically linked to the consecration of the church.
During the re-Catholicization period, pilgrimages became gradually more popular. Some of those pilgrimages have survived to this day, such as the 400-year-old tradition of pilgrimage to the Zvilin Hill near Krnov, where in 1722 to 1728 a Baroque pilgrimage church was built. An outlook tower was later built next to it, offering a magnificent view of the surrounding landscape, especially of the highest mountain in Moravia, Pradjed.
The legend of the picture of Our Lady of Sorrows, located behind the high altar, as having healing powers, has been around since the Middle Ages. Every year, there are several pilgrimages to Zvilin. The most significant of them is the Feast of the Cross and Our Lady of Sorrows pilgrimage in mid-September.
Under the hill, in the town of Krnov itself, is a neo-Romanesque synagogue. It has an interior in Moorish style, inspired by the Sephardi Jews. It was one of only a few synagogues that have been spared from the Nazis, unlike the synagogues in Hlubčice, Ostrava, Opava, Olomouc and Kroměříž. Those have been, unfortunately, razed to the ground.
This particular one was saved by the courage and devotion of Franz Irblich, a member of the town council of Krnov, who pushed for the conversion of the synagogue into a marketplace. Even the Torah scrolls and other sacred items have been preserved. Since late 2003, spiritual and cultural life has been slowly returning to the synagogue. Our final destination today is Friedek-Místek. The main landmark of Friedek-Místek is the Basilica of the Visitation. It was built on the site where, in the mid-17th century, a stone statue of the Virgin Mary was found buried in the ground. It was taken to the parish church, but the next day, the statue was back where it was found.
Since the mid-17th century, Friedek saw an influence of pilgrims growing even further after a wooden chapel was built over the statue in 1706. The statue of the Virgin Mary was placed over the sanctuary. Thus, Friedek gained a landmark thanks to which it is sometimes referred to as the Silesian Lourdes.
The significance of the church was highlighted on August the 30th, 1999, when the church was elevated to a basilica minor by Pope John Paul II.
Among the lesser known but all the more precious historic sites is the Jewish cemetery, adorned by many splendid tombstones. The cemetery was founded as late as in 1882, but grew in size so quickly that it is one of the largest Jewish cemeteries in our country today. Today, it is maintained only sporadically.
In 1864, soon after the founding of the Jewish Religious Society in Friedek, the construction of a synagogue in the Moorish style was commenced. Completed in 1865, it was consecrated by the Chechen rabbi Samuel Friedman. In June 1939, however, it was burned down by the Nazis and had decayed for several years before it was torn down for safety reasons.
The German Evangelical Church, newest of the five churches of Friedek, was built in 1910 to 1911. Evangelical service were offered already in 1888. Evangelical community was established in 1896. Since 1945, the church has been used by the Evangelical Church of Czech Brethren and the Silesian Evangelical Church of the Augsburg Confession.
And a few extra tips before we conclude our journey.
Sedlistje by Friedek-Místek is a village with an All Saints Church built in 1638. A four-story tower with shingle cupola overlooks the log church, which is considered one of the most valuable examples of wooden sacral architecture in the Czech Republic. Not only for its relief division and elaborate ornaments, but also for its size.
Admirers of modern sacral architecture won't be disappointed either. A great number of new Catholic churches have been built since the fall of communism. In the northwestern part of the region, for example, we can see village after village with contemporary churches. Chuchelná, Hněvošice, where there is also the old wooden church of St. Peter and St. Paul, Služovice, Darkovice, and even in the city of Opava itself. Here, the future of faith is safe.
That's all for now. Have a very nice time, and we hope to meet you during the next Journeys with a Story.